Jeff Conklin.
I'm here.
Hello. Hi. This is Judge Mark.
Okay, Brandy's going to take roll, everybody. So here we go. Brandy, go ahead. I'm present.
Ms. Fleming.
I'm here. Judge Barton.
Present.
Judge Buckley.
Here.
Judge Cope.
Here.
Judge Bannon. Judge Gabe.
Here.
Judge Heinrich.
Here.
Judge Kelly.
Here.
Judge Marginis.
Here.
Judge Ryan. Judge Thompson.
Present.
Thank you. Ms. Bartleson.
Present.
Ms. Carter.
Present.
Ms. Eberhardt.
Here.
Mr. Finke.
Here.
Mr. Landry.
Here.
Mr. Planet.
Here.
Mr. Rule.
Here.
Mr. Taniguchi.
Here.
Mr. Taylor.
Here.
Ms. Turner.
Here.
Mr. Yamasaki.
And David, let me know, he would be a little bit late to this meeting himself.
Thank you. And advisory members, Mr. Wardlaw?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. And Mr. Theodorovich?
I'm on the line.
Great. All right, Judge, back to you.
All right. Great. So, folks, again, I'm reminding you this is an open public meeting. We are being recorded, as I asked just a few minutes ago. Please don't hesitate to participate, but if you're not participating, please put us on mute, but not on hold, because that will end the meeting promptly. We've got a few procedural matters to take up before we get into the substance of the meeting, and the first is you've all been provided minutes from the meetings of January 23rd, a telephonic meeting, the next day, January 24th, action by email, and March 25th, action by email, that are all in the materials. I'd invite a motion, if I could just have one summary motion to approve all of those minutes, if people are comfortable with that.
Judge Thompson, Judge move to approve all three.
Judge Margin, a second.
Moved and seconded at the minutes, as included in your materials, be approved. If there's any hearing no objection, I'll pause for a moment. Great. I'll deem the minutes unanimously approved. I've talked to Brandy before the meeting. There's no written comment received for the meeting. So the purpose of this meeting today, folks, is an informational one, both this meeting and as we follow up after this meeting. You're all familiar with seizures we've gone through in what I'm now going to refer to as history, concerning JBBC and BCPs and the prioritization process that we go through. But that was a completely different day. And believe it or not, in the past 3 months, a whole different era that we are no longer in. And so now the JBBC is considering those BCPs from a different perspective, as are we. And rather than try to impart a little bit I know about that, I'd ask Zlatko to be present. He was present at the JBBC meeting. And to sort of summarize for Zlatko what happened at JBBC and the action they took on the BCPs.
Now, thank you, Judge Conklin. I really appreciate it. Just for reference, the list of all budget concepts that were presented to the JBBC can be found on page 16 of the materials for today's meeting, but I'm not going to go through them in specific detail, but rather to talk about the process and the ultimate outcome from the meeting. So as Judge Conklin said earlier, the JBBC met. We had a meeting on April 21st, and in recognition of the fiscal climate that was known at that time, effectively reviewed every single one of those budget concepts in the light of the potential and acknowledgement that the state's revenues will be significantly lower than what was anticipated when the governor's budget came out and when all of these concepts were being developed. And so through the process of presentation by various authors of the different budget concepts. There were a handful that were viewed as being sort of able to move into the next phase of the process for development and going to the council. I think one of the critical issues was that this was all done in advance of what will be the governor's update to the budget in May. May 14th is the statutory deadline for which the governor has to present an updated budget. Now, there's some feedback on the line. I don't know if there's anybody who can make sure that their lines are muted so we can try and keep the background noise down as much as possible. But in any event, there will be a meeting of the JBBC in May in which they will look at the list and reconsider that those items in light of what's in the governor's message in May. There are some placeholders that are included in the list, and those, again, will also be evaluated with additional input, both from what we're getting from the governor's update, as well as some information from our Jurisdiction Council Technology Committee. So let me go through the items that were viewed as something to continue to proceed with despite the fiscal condition. And these were under the lens of critical, absolute, must present to the administration. So I'll go through that. First issue was an issue related to Proposition 66 costs. They're initially on the list of something for the courts of appeal. The discussion coming out of JBBC was that we should explore the development of a comprehensive Prop 66 request that includes not only the courts of appeal, but the Supreme Court, the trial courts, and the Habeas Corpus Research Center, which had had a request in for that. Next was a self-help issue. As you may recall, 2 years ago, there was $19.1 million included in the governor's budget that had a three-year limited term life that will end. And so the proposal is to request continuation of that 19.1 as a as the current service level and not an expansion that was initially considered in the budget concept. There was an identification of additional resources requested. This is now just going to be limited to continuation of current level of service with the 19.1 continuing. The next item is one of our construction funds, our facilities funds, the State Court Facilities Construction Fund, has been particularly hit over the last handful of years with declining revenues, as most of our branch funds have been. It will have an insolvent fund that will need to be addressed. There are significant expenditures out of the State Court Facilities Construction Fund, including debt service, as well as facility modifications to our trial courts and staffing for our facilities program. That is a critical issue that needs to be addressed. Next was the continuation of our facilities operation and maintenance, lease space and deferred maintenance request. That has been seen as a critical issue for the safe operations of our courthouses. And so that is being continued in the process. In terms of something that was critical to, and that was also something that was raised by the TICBAC in terms of continuing the request for facilities funding. Next was an issue that was, I think, the primary number one rated item for the TICBAC was an inflationary cost adjustment. I believe that that's something that should continue to go forward, as that it is not a program expansion, but merely funding the cost of doing business in the trial courts. That was continued to be supported through the process. Next item, which was also on the TICFAC list, was a placeholder for our continued capital program and the courthouse construction projects. That will be evaluated, again, in the context of what is in the May revision. We think that's important to continue to at least focus in on that as we're going through this process. And that's why it's labeled as a placeholder, because we're still determining what might be the nature of our capital project plan for the next budget year. And then finally, there were a handful of items that were developed by the Judicial Council Technology Committee that you can see itemized on page 16, as I mentioned. The discussion at the JBBC was that they will, the JCTC will go back and look at the list and reprioritize its IT request in light of the fiscal condition and understand that they'll be returning to the JBBC with that which is viewed as the most important IT needs and critical needs for the branch. Again, the was not a commentary on the validity and need of any of the other items that were not viewed as continuing, but in light of the fiscal condition of the state and what we see to be the future budgetary constraints, we felt that it was important to limit the request. The committee felt it was important to limit the number of requests going to the Department of Finance, ultimately through the council, to these items for consideration. So that was sort of the energy of the committee, again, recognizing that this pandemic has caused a significant reduction in revenues, the delay in the tax filings into the summer is going to make it difficult, but we will have to adjust as we see the May revision coming out on May 14th in a couple of weeks. So I think that's my recap of the meeting, Judge Conklin. If there's anything that I can help in terms of questions, feel free to ask.
Great, Zlatko. Thanks so much. So, folks, if there are questions for Zlatko, this is that time. I do remind you, this is informational. This is not an action item, so I'm repeating myself. But in years past, we've now taken this opportunity to prioritize the BCPs coming back from JBBC. But as Zlatko very effectively noted, given the limited number of BCPs and the anticipated impact of tax revenue reduction because of COVID, we're not going to take the staff here to prioritize these. There's only six of them, and they'll go up for further consideration. But I don't mean to dissuade anybody from asking a question. If they have that as lot goes, then this would be the time to do it. All right. So I'm not surprised by that. I think everybody is doing their best to wait and at the appropriate time pivot, as this committee is so effective in doing. But right now, beyond the information Zlatko provided for us, I'm not sure that we're at the pivot point. And again, this is the only item on our open meeting agenda. Again, before I adjourn the meeting, I just want to make sure I haven't talked over anybody who had anything they wanted to ask Zlatko about for clarification. Okay, I've waited, I've paused. There's no responses. So, again, I remind you, folks, you all have the information about the next the meeting we're going to have in just a few minutes. Obviously, and this is not meant in any way to not be completely transparent, but the next meeting is simply an educational session for members only, and as is completely within the rules and is appropriate, that session is a closed session. So you all have the call-in number. You all have the access code. It's now 12:15, so giving you all a chance to sort of hang up, call back in again. Let's do our best to start the meeting up in 5 minutes at 12:20. And we'll get going at that point with that information. Anything else for the good of the order?
I think we're good. All right.
Great. Thanks, folks. We'll talk in about 5 minutes to the next number. Thank you.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you and goodbye.